We hit two interviews in hour number one, so the second hour is now open. Let's do this. Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. I'm in Southern California. I am live. Next hour, we have Philadelphia Eagles safety, Roddy McLeod. 1-800-636-8686. That number is toll-free. Use it. It's good in the U.S. It's good in Canada. I've got open phones right now. Program brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I started the program off by talking about UFC 249. My guy, Dana White, you know, he keeps a private island. Anytime, Rit.
Private.
No. We're not doing Fantasy Island. Take that off. Don't run that again. We're not doing that. He keeps a private island is in reference to Floyd. Keeping
a private jet.
There you go, Rit. Way to go, Pops. Stay strong, Pops. In case you missed it, we're kind of moving things around again. We're trying to plan in the event that something unfortunate were to happen. We're staffing. Now, the good news is, knock on wood, I'm still in my Southern California-based studios, where I've been every single day since this entire thing went down. However, Alvin's schedule may change, and if Alvin's schedule changes, we have to have the next man up mentality. The next man up is an old man. The next man up is Rit.
It's lit!
He's doing his best. He's doing a pretty good job. He did book Tony Hawk. I've already done the interview. That's going to be episode 124 of the Jim Rome Podcast, and that is going to drop tomorrow. Pick it up, 1-800-636-8686. James Kelly's trying to help out from afar, as only James Kelly can. Hey, Kelly, you're not helping. You're not even in the building. Give it to the old man. At least he shows up every single day. He's like, hey, Rit, he keeps a private jet. Button bar two, all the way to the left. James Kelly, quarterbacking from 100 miles away, or wherever the hell he is. You have your phone number. You can follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. You can email me directly at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. If you need another topic, here you go. This is actually breaking news right off the wire this morning. In fact, let me start this next story by doubling back. I want to work my way back. Ladies and gentlemen, our long international nightmare is officially over. Yes, I wish I was referring to COVID-19, but I'm not. What I'm referring to in this case is J-Cut 6. Not COVID-19, but rather J-Cut 6. Smokin' Jay Cutler and his carton of Marb Reds have landed back in the States after 25 long, torturous days trapped in the Bahamas. Never in my life have I used the word trapped so loosely. But if you followed along with the Instagram accounts in Cuddy's traveling party, they'd have you believe that they were a bunch of POWs locked up. For those of you not keeping up with the Cavallari Cuddy clan, you probably do not know that Jay Cutler, his wife Kristen, her hairdresser, and her hairdresser's fiancé had been in the Bahamas since the middle of March. Nothing wrong with a little tropical getaway, right? However, when the entire world started to shut down at a rapid pace, flights were getting grounded, the Cutlers and their friends decided against getting on the last few safe birds back to their native Nashville. So on March 24th, the local government issued a memo to all international travelers urging them to return home immediately or be prepared to stay on the island for, quote, an indefinite amount of time, end quote. Well, the Cuddies chose the latter and decided to really dig deep and bear down and gut it out on the white sandy beaches, frolicking around in warm, crystal clear ocean water. Now, none of this would have mattered. None of this would have been a big deal or even remotely newsworthy if not for the rampant social media postings throughout their grueling quarantine period in paradise. Like, we wouldn't have known. We wouldn't have cared. But then again, it's their business to let us know, right? So Kristen does what she does. She uses that time as a wonderfully tone-deaf opportunity to market herself and move even more product, which is about as on-brand for her as possible. If you've seen the reality show, it makes sense because the reality show, in effect, is a weekly one-hour infomercial for her clothing and her jewelry store, and it's passed off as content, passed off as interesting drama. The only thing interesting about it is Cuddy. And Cuddy says maybe 5 to 7 words per episode. So, among Kristen's many posts were multiple beach bikini pics with the caption, social distancing. And since most of her followers likely consume that content while socially distancing inside a 2-bedroom house with kids driving them up a wall, the comments section did not go that well. Certainly not the way Kristen hoped it would go. Sample comments included, go home, you privileged millionaire. Quote, people are dying, you're tanning. Quote, you are obnoxious and irresponsible. So credit to her for seeing the comments and changing up the content. Instead of beach photos, she then switched to pimping product, like her cookbook. And isn't that just the perfect pandemic synergy? Quote, in times like these, food brings us together. End quote. Right. And in times like these, $30 can bring you together with a hardcore or a hard copy edition of my cookbook, which, by the way, is linked in my bio. Can't knock the hustle. I mean, spending 25 days in the Bahamas on the beach with your hairdresser and fiance, that can't be cheap. Speaking of the hairdresser, dude's name is Justin Anderson. And Justin used his Instagram to keep his fans constantly updated on the situation. You know, the situation of nonstop beach days, working out, drinking, and grilling at night with the legend Cuddy. Quote, 3 weeks of isolation, man. This island family has found our groove. Fitness is a priority. We get our sweat on each morning. Then lifeguard duty alternates throughout the day. Big Jay Cutler does most of the nighttime grilling. And Kristen and I do a lot of things on our phones throughout the day to keep our business rolling. End quote. You know what's really weird and really shocking is the fact that the entire internet was not in the mood to hear any of this. Something about swimming in tropical water and barbecuing with Jay Cutler in the Bahamas didn't really strike that sympathy note with the general public. And so they rushed in to let Anderson hear about that too. And it seems like he realized his misstep and was remorseful for his tone deafness because he responded by saying, quote, this is where we happen to be isolated. Don't compare your situation to ours and say something judgmental. Just be positive. End quote. Says the dude in the Bahamas grilling nightly with Jay Cutler. Hey, man, don't judge. Hey, don't compare your situation to mine. Don't judge. And you know what? He's right. He's right. Stop getting mad at these people for showing you a 25-day vacation in paradise while you are back home giving people the hands for toilet paper and hand sanitizer. Look, I know 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment last week, but like Justin said from the Bahamas after his beach workout, just be positive. I get it. You're scared somebody in your family might get sick. Yeah, well, how about you think about Justin, too? Because Justin is scared. My man's scared. The Wi-Fi might go down on the island. And they might not be able to sling cookbooks in a pandemic from the beach. Come on, man. Lay off this reality family. They really thought you wanted to see their vacation pics and buy their products right now. They're offering you a distraction. They're offering you positivity. They're letting you in. They're offering you the opportunity to give them your money at a time when you're probably not getting paid and are worried about how you're going to pay your rent. Come on, man. Stop thinking about yourself all the time. As for Cuddy, man, Cuddy is Cuddy. And by that, I mean he's the man. Cuddy is the man. Always has been. Always will be. Cuddy, unlike the others there, does not have an Instagram feed. He's freaking smoking Jay Cutler. He doesn't need a feed. He is a feed. Of course, his wife made him one. His wife made one for him, and the handle is at if Jay had Instagram. He doesn't, but he's got 333,000 followers. And the biggest flex ever, following zero. That's the best ratio I've seen in quite some time. 333,000 to none. You know, sometimes you see people like with followers, following to followers, or tweets to followers, like 28 million tweets and 5 followers. It's not a good ratio. 333,000 followers to following back zero is pretty good. I guess what I'm getting at is this. Even Jay's proxy Insta does not give a damn. Not about you, not about anything, which is perfect. And in line with his brand is that picture of Jay standing waist deep in the ocean with the caption, "No toilet paper needed." Translation, Jay Cutler is wiping his butthole with tropical ocean water.
Butthole.
Yeah, no trouble finding that button, did you? Celebrities, man. They're just like us. Anyway, the Cuddies are back home now. As of last night, they found a flight. Our national treasure is back on home soil, and so is his wife and her hairdresser. And I can't wait till the next episode of their show where they break down the harrowing trials and tribulations of surviving 25 grueling days in the Bahamas as multi-millionaires.
You know, I keep a private jet.
Dana keeps a private island. I love Cuddy. Don't you at me or come in here and say, hey, don't do him like that. Don't do him like what? I love Jay Cutler. We all love Jay Cutler. America loves Jay Cutler. He's a national treasure. Now, that crew he runs with or rolls with, that's a little bit different. Cuddy's the best. All right, when we come back, you still have your chance to get through. If not, I'm just going to keep doing what I do. Spitting takes. Really good takes. Have you had trouble finding time to fully wax your car? 303 Touchless Sealant will save you hours. This SiO2-based formula is completely touchless, and it's a quicker alternative to waxing your vehicle, and it lasts twice as long. It is so easy to use. You simply spray on, and you rinse off. 303 Touchless Sealant provides superior protection against paint fading. It provides the ultimate shine in no time at all. It only takes minutes to get that same water-beating protection that you would get from a full wax, saving you hours spent in the garage. It's safe for paint, gel coat, fiberglass, plastics, and can even be used on your windshields and your wheels too. It can also be used when you're looking to prolong the time in between waxes or ceramic coatings. 303 products have been trusted for over 40 years, and they are the official car care products of Mecum Auctions. It's available now at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts, AutoZone, or Advance Auto Parts store. Visit 303radio.com for more information.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
All right, let's get some reaction. Check out some social media. Welcome back. Email reads, hey, Rome Slice. Big Jay Cutler does all the grilling. He grills a few of us every night. Regards, Jay Cutler's pack of lung darts. Geoff and Lincoln. I don't know what it is about you, Geoff and Hawk. Like, what do you got on Hawk? Like, your stuff's not funny at all, yet Hawk brings it to me all the time. Hawk, what is it with you? You're trying to get Geoff involved. Hawk's like, Hawk's starting to spew a bunch of his nonsensical radio terms like reaction begets reaction. Not from Geoff, it doesn't, Hawk. Geoff reaction will not beget any other reaction. Only worse reaction. Let's try another one. Hey, Rome. Cutler's crew isn't tone deaf. I am. Signed, Ashley Simpson. You made me want. Oh, 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 oh. You made me want.
You made me want. Well, that takes me back. 2008. Well, that seems longer than that. That seems like even longer ago than that. Remember how bad that was? Remember how big a thing that was, that threat on the program? This is what happens when you don't make them lip sync. This is what happens when they're allowed to go out there and try and perform live. That did not sound anything like that song used to sound. Listen to the groans and the boos at the end of that, Rit. Go ahead and run that one more time. If you find the video, like, she basically walks off on that and drops the mic. Like, she murdered it. She thought she absolutely killed it. Just destroyed the moment. Chris no longer insane Pete. I think I need to hear that one more time, Rit. You made me want. Oh, 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 oh. You made me want.
You made me want. Listen to those people. They sound like they wanted to riot at the Orange Bowl just for one song. Like that was a reason to go. If you listen to their reaction, that sounded like a reason to go. Like they were personally offended. Like they were personally insulted. Like they were looking to rush in and give somebody the hands. Chris no longer in St. Pete wore the Miami husband killer being the original Tiger King. War outside sales. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, thoughts and prayers to Cuddy for having to quarantine with that crew. I respect that guy. He somehow is getting through it. Cuddy somehow, he's got this amazing ability to compartmentalize. He just blocks it all out. He just tunes out. I mean, wouldn't we all be better if we could do what he can do? He somehow can just block it all out and tune it all out. In fact, Cuddy's so good. I bet he could even block out Ashley Simpson back in the day. You made me want. Oh, 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 oh. You made me want. La, 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 la. You made me want. This guy says that the support of Cuddy is not unanimous. He's on the other side. Hey, Rome Show. I feel bad for Cuddy's lady. Yeah, she's in paradise. But she's stuck with a disheveled oaf who does next to nothing. Regards, Beauregard in Pacific Palisades. You feel bad for Cuddy's lady? I feel bad for your English teacher. You weren't listening when you were in class. It's grammatically unsound, Beauregard. Beauregard's an amazing name. Too bad it's not real. Beauregard. Hey, Jim, cramming a bunch of unpredictable, chemically enhanced, caged up, violent creatures onto an island sounds like a great idea to me. Regards, that white-haired guy from Jurassic Park. Brett from Bugahaw, wore Dana lowering a goat into the cage for the UFC barbarians to chew on after the match. Has there ever been a story or a take that required a Joaquin reaction more than that one? Dana keeps a private island. Joaquin, where the hell are you?
Private.
Dana White has a private island. And not just for UFC 249. A private island so they can start pumping out fights every week. Hey, Rome. As I am spending less going out to restaurants and yearning for sports, I am willing to pay $500 for any and all UFC events that happen on the private island. John in Huntington Beach, wore Dana White.
I think that's part of Dana's thinking. A, that we need something. B, that you are willing to pay for something, that you're hungry for it. And C, he is trying to run a business. And he says they will be back in business later on this month. We'll see. I mean, it sounds like almost like a joke, right? Well, we got a private island. But then again, if it were anybody other than Dana White, I would say so. It's an amazing thing. I ask and I shall receive. As an example, dear Rome, innovation in the face of an unprecedented global emergency. Hope in the midst of uncertainty. After the tragedies of 2001, the world looked to legitimate sports to get back on track. Well, it is no surprise that Dana White and the UFC are stepping up in this time of acute need. What a concept. An island where competition of the highest level can give the world hope. And what an opportunity for innovation in MMA. For example, if a fighter loses by decision, he has to stand in the middle of the octagon while the sound system plays a thundering, booming rendition of "Finish Him," while the winner gets one shot on the loser. And to all those armchair virologists, take a pill. Why don't you weenies go back to baking bread or putting puzzles together? Sincerely, setting up a speakeasy CrossFit gym. Hoarding protein powder. Stimulus check fraud. Tap out face masks. And tropical leeches. Wore Dana White wearing a tinted monocle. Wore maritime law. I didn't say, "Where's Joaquin?" knowing that there was a Joaquin email. I said, "Where is Joaquin?" and then the email magically appeared in my inbox. Sincerely, setting up a speakeasy CrossFit gym, hoarding protein powder, stimulus check fraud, tap out face masks, and tropical leeches. Joaquin, still the GOAT. This guy's been sending me that email for years and has not run out of material yet. All right, so Dana White says, this is what we're going to do. It's happening, and it's going to happen every week. He said, we've got that private island. He won't say where it is, but he said, we have it for 2 months. I have secured it. I just need to build the infrastructure, and we are, quote, going to pump out fights every week. All right, when we come back. All right, starting with that main fight, the main card. It's not Tony versus Habib, but it's the next best thing. Tony v. Justin. I want to get into that. And I've got a lot more still ahead. Roddy McLeod coming up in hour number three. The right telephone calls get on the air. 1-800-636-8686. And one more thing. For the Jim Rome podcast, we're still bumping voicemails. If you want to leave me a voicemail and you want to be heard on our podcast, write this number down and use it. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. We will break. We will come right back. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show. Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, too many snacks. Just not agreeing with you. Do not worry. Pepto-Bismol has you covered with Pepto-Bismol liquid caps. They're just as effective as the liquid, so take the first sign of trouble and enjoy worry-free. Use as directed. Keep out of reach from children. All right, then. Here is a deep dive that I did not expect to be conducting right now. But it looks like I'm going to have to get into this. If you were listening or watching yesterday, You heard me talking about English soccer star Kyle Walker getting busted for hiring a pair of sex workers to have a sex party in his place during the lockdown. You might have seen that story. You might have heard me talk about it. He had a couple of sex workers over to his house during a lockdown, right around the time the same guy was telling everybody to stay at home. Just stay home. Except for you two sex workers. You two are going to get paid by me to come to my home. Anyway, that was him. And that was yesterday's news. Here is today. And what do you know? It involves Walker once again. And shock of all shock, it involves sex once again. So time now for an episode of Jim Rome Investigates. Is Kyle Walker the horniest man in the world? Is Walker the biggest dog in the world? Witness, if you will. A man who allegedly hires two sex workers for a sex party at his place during a lockdown for a global pandemic, while at the same time jumping on social media to remind the entire world to be responsible, do the right thing, and stay at home. Everybody, stay at home. Except for you two sex workers. You come on over and let's get it on. So, of course, he knew there was a problem, but he was there to remind the world of that problem. But apparently, it was a case of do as I say, not as I do, because I'm about to get extremely nice with a couple of sex workers who obviously are doing essential work, or why else would they be available to come to my house and do their job while you're all trapped in your house? Now, in his defense, he did try to do it responsibly by covering up his identity, by changing his name from Kyle to Kai. We went through that yesterday, right? He tried to cover up his identity by telling them that his name was Kai. It may have even worked. He might have gotten away with it, except that one of the ladies photographed him, and he let her photographed him without his shirt on while he was counting out a wad of cash. Really smart, Kai. You're a dope, Kai.
Uh-oh.
Of course, the story got out. And Kyle Walker got exposed and had to issue an apology. Now his team is angry and reportedly considering a fine in the neighborhood of £240,000. A quick back of the envelope calculation would suggest that that's roughly 300 GER in USD. I don't know what those two sex workers cost at that time. I don't know how much he had in that wad, but he can go ahead and stack another 300 GER on top. Allegedly. I mean, I hope that was worth it, and I know it wasn't. He called me crazy, but I would think that most people who get busted and publicly shamed for hiring sex workers during a global pandemic and could be facing a $300,000 fine because of it might just dial that back a little bit. If you had to stroke a check for 300 large, that might kill your sex drive for a little bit, right? Then again, you aren't Kai. You aren't Kyle Walker. And Kyle Walker might be the biggest dog in the world right now. He might be the horniest man in the world right now. And I don't say that lightly because I know this is a really weird time. A really weird time for everybody, and it's impacting people in a lot of different ways. As an example, take, I don't know, Kai. It's impacting him in a way that's all about sex. Because one day later, my man is right back at it again and right back in the news again. According to The Sun, Walker has changed it up. The Sun reports, quote, serial lockdown idiot Kyle Walker is finally staying at home to ogle strippers online. Or to put it another way, quote, the Man City ace, watched naked girls on a live video stream as he obeyed isolation rules, end quote. All right, so according to the paper, Walker was on an Instagram live feed which featured a London-based stripper. When the dancers showed off, Walker added a hysterically laughing emoji to the scrolling comments. I mean, damn, Kai. Settle the hell down, Kai. Settle the hell down, brah. First of all, you're using your official Instagram account. People can see when you comment, and they know it's you, Kyle Walker, doing it. If you really want to go all horn dog on it and you want to watch dancers on Instagram, man, do yourself a favor. Use your brain. Get a second Instagram account. Get a burner Instagram account. Any 12-year-old would tell you that. How many of you parents have kids where you think you're monitoring their Instagram account when you're really monitoring a fake account? Any 12-year-old kid could tell you that. It's not that hard, Kai. Getting a second Instagram account is about as difficult as coming up with Kai as an alias for Kyle. Secondly, brah, don't you mix in an ice cold shower. It seems like this guy simply cannot control his horny level. An ice cold shower, brah, it'll cut a toughness groove in your brain and reduce your horny level. My man, pick up a book. Knock out some push-ups. Find a new hobby, preferably one that does not involve you hiring sex workers or jumping into online strip shows. I mean, I guess credit for staying at home and honoring the lockdown order and not hiring any sex workers and bringing them back into your home. I guess the fact that he has shifted from sex parties in his home to online strip shows is a step in the right direction. I guess it shows a level of accountability, maturity, growth. Yeah, let's be real. No, it doesn't. If you really want to be Team Kyle Walker, a.k.a. Team Horndog, you could make the case that he was checking out the strip show before the story of him and the sex workers went global. But I know that you really don't want to make that defense. Because if you're defending Kyle Walker right now, you are lining up with this source told The Sun. Quote, Kyle knows he has let a lot of people down and is embarrassed by his behavior, but he's still not entirely convinced that what he did was the wrong thing. He thinks it's a bit like ordering a takeaway to your house because he didn't leave home. End quote. Once again, not sorry for what he did, but sorry for the position he finds himself in. This dog doesn't think he did anything wrong. He's like, what? Did you order out last night? Hey, what'd you have for dinner? I had a pizza. Oh, okay. Where did you get it? Did you make it yourself? No. I ordered out. Right. So did I. Yeah, bro, but you ordered out hookers. Sex workers. Not a pepperoni pie. What an absolutely amazing comment. And one of the best pieces of defense ever. Like, other people are using Uber Eats and Domino's, but I'm the bad guy here because I'm ordering sex workers from an agency to come over for a sex party. All right? You have a pizza party. I have a sex party. Tomato, tomato. The hell is the difference here? You're telling me it's okay to have a pizza party during a lockdown, but it's not okay to have a sex party. Freaking double standard, if you ask me. You're telling me it's wrong to hire sex workers for a party during a global pandemic. Yeah, well, agree to disagree. If anything, you should be thanking me for continuing to support the local economy. We're all doing our part. You're helping local restaurants, I'm helping that agency. You're helping local restaurants, I'm helping those workers, the sex workers. Now, if anything, you should be thanking me. During a time when people are not spending money, man, I'm not the villain here, I'm the hero. You know, actually, Kai, you're not the hero. But you are officially the biggest dog in the world at the moment right now.
I can't control my horny level.
I wonder if this guy can make it 3 days in a row. Talk about deep dive. Back to back. Come on, man. Come on, Kai. Come on, Kai. Come on, Kai. Three goals. A hat trick. You can do this. If not for the world's game, do it for me. Do it for the world's talk show host. Me.
Hope everyone is well. Don't forget to stay at home, protect the NHS, and save lives.
That guy said that right around the time he had those two sex workers in. As I mentioned, he's saying, don't forget to stay home. Stay home.
Hope everyone is well. Don't forget to stay at home, protect the NHS, and save lives.
Stay home. Don't forget to stay home. Except you two over there. You come to my home. Yeah, I'm just trying to help the economy. Don't forget, stay home, save lives, call hookers.
Don't forget to stay at home.
Save lives, call escorts. I don't know, bro. It just seems like there's a mixed message in that. You seem like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. Like on the one hand, you're telling everybody to stay home, but on the other hand, as soon as you're done with that, you put the phone down, you pick it back up, and you call those two sex workers.
Don't forget to stay at home.
I can't control my horny level.
But then by the next day, he had improved. By the next day, the message had become, stay home, save lives, watch porno. Stay home, save lives, watch porno, thumb out emojis. Hysterically laughing emojis on your official Instagram account. Bro, you should have just gone with the Kai Walker Instagram feed. Then they wouldn't have known it was you. I got a question. How filthy is this dog when he's not sheltering in place? If this is the way this dude's carrying on with these guidelines, what is dude like when everything is equal and there is not a global pandemic? Then what? Damn, Rit. Look at the old man getting nice. All right, so we'll see. I don't know if I can keep... The irony with that is, that's the new Kyle streak. That's 2 days in a row. Can we make it three? I don't know. I don't know what else this guy has out there that was maybe already in the can or that the sun is sitting on. I wonder if the sun's trying to work that Kai streak. Like, can we get another story out of this guy? I know this, man. This guy literally, he's got an issue or two. He's going to have a tough time staying down. Something's going to happen. Something's going to come out. A sex worker is going to be caught trying to get into his flat, or he's going to show up on some other live stream under his official Instagram feed. Something will happen. Don't worry. 1-800-636-8686 is the number you want to dial. Let me check out your reaction. At Mr. Toxic tweets, you do the math, I will do the sex Alfredo. Yours, Kai.
Okay, so I've done the math on this never-ending pasta bowl. 42 different sauce and pasta combinations.
Oh, you do the math, I'm doing the Alfredo.
Olive Garden's never-ending pasta bowl with new Asiago garlic Alfredo.
Oh, you dopes do the self-isolation. I will do the sex.
At Olive Garden.
With the sex workers. You do the social distancing, I will do the coitus-ing. Man, it's tough to bring food in, isn't it? Right now, menus are getting shorter and shorter and shorter. It's getting tougher and tougher and tougher. I had an all-time horrific meal last night. Man, you got to be smart. No, I'm not going to go on. I'm going to leave it at that. Times are tough right now. I'm not going to say where I got that meal from. Let's just say it was a restaurant that I would never, ever, ever, ever go to under ordinary circumstances, yet it popped off. The delivery, and let's just say it's a restaurant that I will never, ever, ever go to ever again. Hi, Jim. That wasn't an island, the Cutlers were on. It was attached to land, but Jay ate it, and it became an island. Signed, Sarah T. The hell does that mean, Sarah? Where are you going with that? Sounds disgusting. Hey, Sarah, does that mean he ate the peninsula and it became an island? Or you think that Cuddy is fat?
Fat!
War being stuck on an island with Warner and Del Rio. Sarah's getting spicy as hell. Haven't seen that Sarah in a while. Sarah wants to be stuck on an island with, quote, Warner and Del Rio. Dear Rome, MMA fighters duking it out on a private island. That's some rich people stuff right there. Regards, exotic animal collections. Francis in Glendale. Wore irate Craig, washing his hands for 20 seconds before digging in the garbage. Rome, Cuddy escaped the Bahamas. I escaped the Cuddy. Signed, Alvin.
Dude, no.
Vasectomy smack. Funny stuff. All right, thankfully that's hour number two. So we have a chance to kind of reboot, reset, get right for hour number three. Ronnie McLeod joins me in hour number three. Let me try to break down Tony V. Justin in the event that Dana secures that private island, sets up the infrastructure for the private island, and the fight does come off. I want to hit that when we return. Don't go anywhere.